Good evening from New York. Many colonists, like those who settled in Jamestown in Virginia, traveled in search of fortune, betting that the cultivation of cash crops such as tobacco would allow them to realize the promise in a promised land. But others, like those who landed at Plymouth Rock, hoped for a different reward, sailing to the New World on the Mayflower to escape religious persecution. Our fifth story, put aside the ginned-up faux controversy surrounding the building of an Islamic community center somewhere near Ground Zero. The non-news that Republicans want you to talk about instead of focusing upon unemployment, the Gulf oil disaster, health care. The real actual controversy might be this, the threat to religious freedom, a threat already being faced by other Muslim Americans nationwide, and a freedom upon which this nation was founded. Those who oppose the Islamic Community Center near Ground Zero being many of the same people who love to wrap themselves in the yellow parchment of our founding documents, with little to no apparent understanding of what those documents represent. Muslim and interfaith leaders today expressing concern that the question of religious freedom is not contained to Lower Manhattan, calling for the protection of community centers, of mosques, of other houses of worship, of Muslim Americans, and of other worshipers around the country. Their fears not unfounded. Recent weeks and months witnessing an alarming rise in incidents. Mosques now facing zoning challenges in Tennessee, in California, in Georgia, in Kentucky, in Wisconsin, and in Illinois. Standing room only at a courthouse when a proposed facility in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, was discussed, as well as only miles from Ground Zero itself, in Midland Beach and Staten Island and Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn. Then there is the unmasked hatred and violence. Last week, Christian protesters confronting worshipers outside a mosque in Bridgeport, Connecticut, before Friday evening prayer services during Ramadan, just because, screaming, among other things, Jesus hates Muslims, and calling the children murderers. In Jacksonville, in Florida, in May, the pipe bombing of the mosque. The FBI investigating it as a possible domestic terrorist incident. In the San Francisco Bay Area, in California, a Muslim man beaten in broad daylight by attackers who called him a terrorist. And mother and son reported assaulted after a softball game in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Why? The Iraqi immigrant who moved her family here to escape violence tried to defend her adult son when he was called raghead, terrorist, and camel jockey by members of the opposing team. Also, the man's jaw broken, now wired shut. Police saying the incident seems to be just trash talking that got out of hand. The attackers in these cases calling their victims terrorists. The attackers, meanwhile, claiming they themselves oppose violence while they were assaulting others. By the same logic, the man behind the Islamic Community Center near Ground Zero, Faisal Abdul Rauf, has been called a radical Muslim, a militant Islamist, and the enemy, when in point of fact, reporting the Huffington Post today, he has spent the past decade helping the FBI as it tried to crack down on domestic security threats. A portrait that does not meet the manufactured reality of how Faisal Abdul Rauf is now being painted. Just as the manufactured outrage against his community center does not address the lack of outrage over the two prayer centers, the masjids, one a dozen blocks from Ground Zero, the other one shown here four blocks away and in operation without incident since 1970. Or the halal carts that have been serving what New Yorkers adoringly refer to as street meat to New Yorkers both before the 9/11 attacks and then in the decades since. At today's news conference in Washington, Muslim and interfaith leaders decrying how the ginned-up controversy has been used for cheap political purposes.
They're good citizens, they're good Muslims, and they're good human beings. And to see them demonized and dragged through the mud the way some people are willing to do for political gain or for their own political issues and agendas is really reprehensible.
Let's turn first to Corey Saylor, the National Legislative Director of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Mr. Saylor, thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks for having me on, Keith.
Is Ground Zero and Park 51, is that a deke? Is it a feint? Is it an attempt to obscure this larger pattern of discrimination and of hatred and violence?
You know, sometimes you have to wonder if somebody thinks it might be a good way to obscure other more meaty issues like the economy and what's going on in the Gulf. But realistically, you know, it's not just this mosque in Lower Manhattan that's being attacked. It's just about every Islamic center that's trying to do any kind of construction or expansion across the country. And that has to just strike everyone as deeply troubling. When any one faith can be subjected to attacks like this, with people calling for all Muslims to leave this country, other people calling for all the no more mosque building. That can at any point in time be applied to other faiths in this country. So right now is the time for everyone to stand up and say, no, the Constitution is not subject to opinion polling. The Constitution is our founding document. We must stand by it. Freedom for all religions.
Does this take you by surprise after the first 7 years after 9/11, when it was not perfect by any means? There was blowback against the Muslim community and the Arab communities in this country, but there was nothing that had this sort of undertone of connection to it like this seems to. Were you surprised by it?
Unfortunately, no, but I think the visceral anger that we see is, I don't want to call it surprises, but what disturbs me the most, you had in your opening segment a man placing a bomb outside of a mosque. Mm-hmm. Had he placed it in the right position, it would have killed or injured up to the 60 people inside. And this almost gets no news whatsoever. And there are still elements that want to say that, you know, Muslims are the extremists, Muslims are terrorists, and yet when Joe Stack flies an airplane into a building in Texas, that's not called terrorism. So it seems like the label is definitely unfairly applied.
Yeah, if the Muslim Americans were the committers of these attacks rather than being the victims, would there be any doubt what the charges would be?
No, unfortunately not at all. The way you smear Muslims in this country right now is you call them terrorists. And unfortunately, anytime someone lifts their finger, they're accused of a terrorist act. I mean, look at Imam Faisal Abdul Rouf, mm-hmm. the man behind the initiative in New York. This is a guy who's been consulting with the FBI. The Bush administration sent him overseas to try to win hearts and minds in the Muslim world. This man is renowned Jewish Christian leaders in New York saying this is a man of peace, and yet now he's under attack and being called an extremist.
The project with which he is involved, is there any doubt that project in Lower Manhattan is on firm legal footing?
I think the vote last week shows it. You have a unanimous vote in favor of the mosque. Believe me, if there was any legal question about their right to go forward with this initiative, it would have been brought up and dealt with then.
And is there not some irony to the fact that the federal law that would prevent New York from changing its zoning requirements or not going along with what is legal there was passed by Republican houses of the House of Representatives and Republican Senate in 2000? Something of an irony to that, don't you think?
Well, I think that, unfortunately, many people in the Republican Party, I don't think the Republican Party as a whole, because you haven't heard from the RNC or Michael Steele, but the mm-hmm. Republican Party, people in the Republican Party as a whole, have been leading this anti-Muslim charge. Senator Harry Reid, the Democrat, being the one lone standout on the Democratic side. And it is troubling. I'd like the Republican Party to remember its own roots. They are the party of Abraham Lincoln. They led the way in pushing slavery aside and moving our country forward. I think it's time for them to lead the way and help push aside the kind of bigotry that's being focused at American Muslims right now.
Corey Saylor, the Council on American Islamic Relations, great thanks for your time tonight, sir.
Appreciate it, Keith.